From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Want to start with an invite for tomorrow's show. Should have lots of fun tomorrow. We're catching up with old friends down at Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley in Berlin. We're going to be out there actually doing a live remote for the show. And they're celebrating their 30th anniversary in ministry at Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley. It's pretty exciting. We'll be there from noon to two tomorrow. And tune in and hear where the ministry's come from and what they're doing now and the vision for the future. It'll kick off a weekend of celebration, which includes tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. If you show up at Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley in Berlin, you'll hear music from the Gutierrez brothers and a message from Raul Reese. Raul Reese coming to town to celebrate with Ray Jaramillo and the staff and fellowship at Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley. And that's not all. On Sunday at 1 o'clock, they'll have after services. Food and jumpers and splash pad, games for the kids. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you want to find out more about their 30th anniversary celebration, go to ccrgv.com. But we'll be down there. Me and Tayshawn, I think, are going to head down there tomorrow. Jared will work to get us on the air for ABQ Connect Live from Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley. It's a lot of fun. Hey, I want to mention one more thing because it's going to be a busy hour. Later in this hour, we're going to get a Heritage Foundation update, an interview they did with a pollster, I believe, talking about, what has happened basically since the Democratic National Convention and what to expect between now and the election. And then our final segment is our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran with John Moore Associates and information about loans and finances for education. So we'll have some insight that way later in the show. The Man Up Conference is coming to Calvary Church on Osuna, west of Jefferson. Remember, that's Friday and Saturday, September 13th and 14th. It'll include worship, which, you know, when you get a men's conference and you hear hundreds of men worshiping the Lord, I mean, it gives the hair stands up on the back of my neck. It's like old Promise Keepers memories, but they'll be teaching from Pastor Nate Heitzig of Calvary Church. Nathan Finocchio will be part of that, the founder of Theos U. And baseball legend Daryl Strawberry is going to be on campus, and he'll share, you know, you hear all about his accolades, I'm sure, when it comes to Major League Baseball. But more important to him than all of that, and there's a lot of that, is his relationship with the Lord now. He's got a great testimony you'll want to hear. There'll be kind of great prizes. Guys, there's a signed New York Jets helmet from Joe Namath. Now, you young guys, ask your dad who that is, okay? It's a big deal. Broadway Joe and Blackstone Griddle and other prizes for that event. So details about the Man Up Conference for the 13th and 14th at calvarynm.church. Woo, there we go. But Bob Newman's in studio, Bob, with the New Covenant Church here in Albuquerque. Bob, we had you in last year, and thank you so much for coming in again this year.
Oh, this is a pleasure to be able to be here. I thank you and K-Light and ABQ Connect so much for this opportunity.
Well, a fresh start for all nations. How'd that go last year?
It went really well. We started in the spring, and there was probably an average of 20 to 25 people who were attending. So it was a nice turnout for a start. We're hoping to expand that and build on that as we go. But it was really a good start. We got some really good feedback from a number of people who were there and participated. There was one lady who said that her husband was noticing a difference, and he literally was encouraging her to keep coming because he liked what he was experiencing. So the fruits are all awesome to see, and they're a great testimony to what is possible if we let the Lord lead.
Well, we thank you so much for the work you're doing. Now, that's the curriculum, is that right? Fresh Start for All Nations?
Fresh Start for All Nations is a standalone ministry that started out of Omaha, Nebraska, and we use their materials for this ministry here in at New Covenant.
Now, if people wanted, I think last year we had given them some information about where to go look about, you know, you can go to freshstartforallnations.org.
That's correct.
And is there anywhere there on that website you would, is there a place to see more about the curriculum or just about that ministry?
There's a lot of stuff on there. A lot of resources are on there. The resources that I use are on the website. It might be buried in different locations, but for the most part, what we're dealing with is, and we're actually going to change the format a little bit this year. We're going to kind of go to a format that's more similar to what is used out of the headquarters in Omaha, where the first half hour is going to be some testimonies, instructions, and some sharing of what has happened in people's lives. And then the second hour will be split for those who want to get into a processing group and deal with some of the hard stuff of their life. They'll get into a processing group. It would be men with men and women with women. And then those who are not ready to do that can stay in there and get additional equipping and teaching from for the second hour. And so
It sounds like, Bob, you've made it a place where everyone can come and not, you know, sometimes we got to stretch ourselves. But if someone's not ready for that, there's going to be a place for them to continue to grow. And you know, maybe, you know, there's I just like the option. It sounds sounds like a safe place to go. Which, just knowing you, I mean, and I'm sure now are there other facilitators along with you?
I have another man and another woman who helps out with the small groups.
Yeah, but just the love involved and really wanting the best for those that are coming, some for healing, some for learning. And I know that to really almost any life issue you're dealing with, this, you know, how does that work with the curriculum?
Well, for starters, kind of back up a little bit. You're right. This is available to everybody.
Yeah.
And I mean, whether you're a believer, a non-believer, or a believer that's been a believer for a long time and still want to be tweaking their lifestyle
or to improve. Member of a New Covenant Church or no church or
doesn't matter.
Another church.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we're wide open. And so when I'll go through a little bit of this in a few minutes here. I thought we might actually talk about some of the questions and things, topics that we talk about, say, with the arrow of pride.
And just so you know, we got about 6 minutes left.
Right.
So I'm here to facilitate and ask the questions a layperson might ask thinking about taking this.
Perfect. Well, and to remind everybody, we're going to start meeting on September 12th. That's a Thursday night, and we'll meet from 6:30 to 8 p.m. It's literally in the warehouse building, which is the admin building of New Covenant Church. It shares a parking lot to WEX, is how you get into the place. And I do want to encourage people that if you can, to go ahead and sign up. But if you can't, come anyway, because it's not critical that everybody signs up.
And you will find it on the New Covenant Church website at nccabq.com. And actually, when you go there, click on the community tab at the top, click on small groups, and you know, if you find, and then Bible study, you'll find your way to it. If you're having difficulty and you just want the information, let me give this, and I'll give this a couple times, Bob. Bob's email is yhc-inc@outlook.com. And of course, if all else fails, just get on the New Covenant Church website, nccabq.org, and contact the church and leave a message for Bob. We'll make sure you get connected with this. But like you said, Bob, the most important thing right now is to get registered.
Well, and if you don't get registered, it's fine. You still come.
Yeah.
And even when people register, don't think that that's a commitment that you have to stay there every week for the next 20 weeks.
Right.
People are free to come and go as they feel led.
Or able.
And able.
Yeah, available. Yeah.
There's literally no cost for anything we do, and all the materials are supplied for free. So
I always like to say you at least need to bring charm, wit, and personality.
That would be good.
And Press, I have actually more questions, but I'm not sure we have time for that. I want to make sure you're covering the areas that you want to cover, Bob.
One of the things that people always ask is, what is Fresh Start? Yeah. And I kind of want to clarify that a little bit, because so many people kind of think, well, this is for the people who got really tough problems. Well, the day-to-day stuff can wear on us just as much as the really big circumstances that we run into. And so don't think you got to be a drug addict or alcoholic or have serious issues. Right. But the day-to-day life really wears on people, and this helps us equip us so that we can handle those things without giving the enemy a foothold in our life.
And although, you know, if you do have those serious issues, this is a place to find some insight and some love and healing, really, Bob. But like you said, really at the beginning, it's really for everyone.
It is. I honestly believe everybody could use this information if you're a solid Christian and you want to improve your walk.
Right. So, okay, more?
No, go ahead.
Okay, well, I wanted to ask, after, without, obviously giving more information than you should, after last year's session or in past sessions, what kind of results do you see come from people that walk through the Fresh Start for All Nations course?
Well, sometimes you see them and sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
It just kind of depends on how much they share. But as I said at the beginning, we're getting a lot of great feedback from people on an appreciation for what it's done for their lives. Another one that I kind of mentioned earlier talked about the mother and or the wife and the husband. Yeah. But there's another one where a lady was a mother, and it she came and she just said, this is dramatically improving her relationship with her son.
Yeah.
And so
now, grown son, a teenage son?
It was a teenage son. Okay. I think about 16 to 18 years old is what the son is, give or take.
It's a tough time in life.
It is.
Yeah. This is from experience, brother.
They get kind of independent, and they kind of test the parents, don't they?
Yeah. And by the way, let me just throw out this quick nugget, and it's not 100% foolproof. But parents that are dealing with that, at that age, come, 20s, mid-20s, you'll have regained your intelligence. Because I know sometimes it feels like from what you're hearing from your young people that you've lost all intelligence. But the truth is, we know you love your kids. Hang in there. And most of the time, there's great reward for the investment that you make in them. And Bob, let me give the information one more time, because if folks are listening and say, hey, what was that information again? Let me run through it real quick.
Okay.
If you want to email Bob, the email is yhc-inc@outlook.com for the Fresh Start for All Nations course. It starts September 12th. It's going to be Thursday nights at 6:30. What'd you say? It's a couple hours?
6:30 to 8.
6:30 to 8, hour and a half. And it's going to be in the warehouse building, and that's the part of New Covenant Church closest to WEX, right there on the Paseo del Norte. But although I think you take Holly to get there, just
correct.
Put it in Google Maps. You'll find the place. And remember, nccabq.org is the church's website. You can look for the information there. And if you're not finding what you need, of course, you can reach out to New Covenant just by contacting them. You'll find their contact information at nccabq.org. Bob Newman has been our guest from New Covenant Church. And how many weeks, Bob, is the course?
Well, it's an ongoing thing. So you can come and go as you please.
We did take
a break this summer. But in all honesty, I'm hoping from now on it's going to be continuous every Thursday until the Lord takes me home.
Yeah, so jump in any week and it'll benefit you. And if you don't get signed up prior, show up Thursday nights,
right,
starting September 12th at 6:30. And Bob, thanks for all you do. And keep us apprised of what's going on. Since it's going to be going all the time, you'll just have to reach out when you're like, hey, man, we need some new recruits.
That sounds good.
We'll talk it up and see if we can get folks to the Fresh Start for All Nations, which, by the way, you can go to that website, too, freshstartforallnations.org, to find out more about the ministry, where these resources come from. Bob, God bless you. Our love to all our family at the New Covenant Church.
Thank you so much.
Literally and spiritually. And we look forward to having you back again.
Yeah. Just a quick note. There is also a Fresh Start app out there, Fresh Start for All Nations.
Oh, there you go.
So if people want to pull that up on their iPhone, they certainly can.
All right. Coming up after the break, our Heritage Foundation update. We'll get to that next. It's a an interview that came from the Daily Signal, dailysignal.com, the news outlet for the Heritage Foundation. We'll get to that after the break on ABQ Connect.